702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
The food feature is brought to you by Nomu Brands. Unique innovation, flavor, and fun from a South African foodie original. We're here at the Sand and Sun at the Sand Deck, and we decided to profile the very well-known Sand Deck restaurant, which is right at the rooftop. It's the sixth floor within the hotel, but it is this rooftop that gives you incredible views of Sandton City, and you're nestled within these skyscrapers that are coming up in and around the CBD. And we were taken, we weren't served with everybody else as part of the restaurant. We were taken into the back. We got to eat at the chef's, in the chef's kitchen, and we're taken on a tour. So the man behind it all, the head chef, not just at Sand and Sun, but at three other properties, is Gerard Vingerling. Am I saying it correct?
Fingerling.
Like just like that.
Just like that.
Fingerling. Oh, I was trying to complicate it. Gerard, you really treated us this afternoon.
I'm glad you enjoyed.
You really spoiled us. You took us to the back. We got to see what happens behind the scenes, the layout of the kitchen, where room service is prepared, where the breakfast is prepared, where the chef's table takes place. What a beautiful establishment.
Thanks a lot. It's a place where a lot of people don't see.
So you
come into the backyard, it's different.
Yeah.
It's lots bigger, you know, bigger equipment and lots of tiles and everything like that. So, yeah.
Lots of young talent, young chefs milling around doing what they do best. So this is part of what you call the Golden Mile, because you oversee more than Sand and Sun.
Yes, I oversee Intercontinental Sand and Sun Convention Center. And then we've also got a fourth hotel on the end, the Garden Court.
And the challenge with having to create different menus for these different properties. You've been with Tohosan since what, 2009?
Yes, I have.
So with keeping it fresh, with ensuring that people that live in and around the city are drawn to the menus.
Look, I think with all the chefs we have on board, what we do is we encourage them to feed in. Because for one person to sit there and think of everything, it's impossible. And I think the buy-in from all the other chefs is what creates it. I mean, we forget that the chefs are there, they're with the people, or they're cooking all the time, and they've also got ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when they bring in the ideas and we share the ideas, and that's how we create our menus, I think that's a good way to work it.
Yes. And the chef's kitchen, yesterday you hosted what, Europcar?
Yes,
created
Europcar.
A bespoke menu. That's specifically correct. For that experience, for that event. So how often do you use the chef's kitchen?
We use it, well, it depends how often it gets booked. This month we've used it twice. Look, it's a lovely concept.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's really, really out there. It was a concept that I grew up when I started becoming a chef. Is that and that was at the Hilton, we had that chef's table.
Yes.
And I thought for quite a few years it died. But here at Sand and Sun has been kept alive.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lovely venue in the middle of the kitchen. And it's very popular. And when we do take people and do the whole dinner, it's a lovely concept. And people, like you said, you came into the back of the kitchen, you see what we do, and then we feed you in the middle of it.
Yes.
And this nice little venue. And I think it just gives you that, it's a nice different element.
It is dressed up. It's dressed up a little bit, but you do have that sense that you're in a working kitchen.
Yes.
Yeah. Very beautifully put together. So the food itself, we got talking about so many different things when it comes to food, when it comes to the supply of food, some of the trends, some of the flavors. And one of the things we looked at was fish. You served us a fantastic piece of sole. I think it's unforgettable in my head. It's probably one of the best things I've eaten this year.
No, that's good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yeah, it's like I said, with the sole, what makes it nice is it's a nice flat piece of fish, and you've got more service area on the grill. So it tends itself to every mouthful that you take, it's got that grill and flavor to it.
Mm.
And that's what makes it such a nice fish.
And I think we grew up with this hesitation to season fish, but you say go ahead, season it.
Yeah, I mean, we live for flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if you look in the shops and all that, flavor is everywhere. And you need to incorporate it in food. Yeah. Obviously, don't kill it, but you know, season it well.
Drown it in seasoning. Yes, it still has to come through.
Yes, and I think when we play with seasoning and we know the right quantities and that to put on, you can make a food taste really good.
Oh, that was an exceptional dish.
I'm glad you enjoyed.
And then the lamb shank, one of the most popular. Actually, all three of the dishes that you served us today are very popular.
Yes,
high demand.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, the shank especially. I mean, I did tell you that story about I took it off the Palazzo menu for summer because I think, you know, it's getting hot and, you know, it's a heavy winter meal.
Yeah.
And I think in that one night of service, I was called out about six times to different tables and people demanding, where's your lamb shank?
Yeah.
So I learned my lesson there. So it's on the menu. I'll always keep it on the menu.
Yes.
And it's just something that I think we've also grown up, South Africans, we meat eaters. We know our meat and we know quality of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just who we are. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and we put out a nice, decent-sized lamb shank, and
it
goes down well.
Oh, the best-tasting piece of lamb ever. And you put it on a bed of pea mash.
That's correct.
And incredible jus. Mm. Now, anyone who cooks will know that there's certain secrets to certain dishes. So what's the secret to getting the right jus? I've heard butter, that you need to add a bit of butter to give it that glazy kind of shiny look. So what's the secret to good jus?
I think the whole point of a jus is the length of time it cooks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you roast your bones, it's the length of cooking time so that you can break all the collagens and all the gelatines around the bone down and that it incorporates into the sauce.
Yeah.
And when we reduce it, obviously when we've removed the bones and everything, you're just left with the flavor. When we reduce it, that's when you start creating that rich flavor.
Mm.
And like you said, with the butter, yes, we call it monte, is that we take that jus and we add a little bit of block of butter in it. It just heightens that sauce. It obviously makes it a lot richer and nicer. I mean, butter's king.
It is. It is. Butter's king. Well, I cheat and I put some flour in there. I don't have 6 hours. A little bit of flour and a little bit of butter.
And we have all those shortcuts when we're cooking at home. But, you know, here at least you do have the kitchen facilities and you got the time and, you know, those things we can do.
Absolutely. The presentation with the rib eye was also top notch. And it matters. Supply matters.
Yes, I mean, our ribeye, we get it from a certain farm. I think it's a chef trend, which is hopefully is growing momentum, whereas we're becoming more conscious of where we're getting our food and who's supplying us.
Mm.
And I think when we can then find that little niche,
yes,
that we can find someone to supply us and we can say, hey, this is where it comes from. Nobody else has the same quality or make of beef.
Mm-hmm.
I think that gives you a nice edge. And I think that is growing a big trend in Joburg. I mean, we know it happens in Cape Town.
Yes.
This is Johannesburg. And I think with the farms and that, it is growing. And we're lucky we have a certain supplier that gives us this ribeye we get, and it's really top-notch.
And the desserts. Now, with the size of the kitchen, with the types of expertise that you have within your kitchen, this is one of the sections that you're proud of.
Yes. I mean, I've got a lovely pastry chef, Jody. Lucky to have her. She also stretches her skill across the whole mile,
yeah,
which is nice, keeps her busy. And she's, you know, it's those chefs that are passionate and they want to be a pastry chef. It's their career goal. And yes, she comes up with some amazing stuff, and you can see it in her work, her love and passion. It's all there.
Mm, wonderful. You know, I can still remember the flavors, the tastes that are still in the mouth right now that are causing me to salivate all over again. So I'd recommend to anybody to at least have one meal, at least one meal here at the Sand Deck. It is one of those restaurants that tourists come to. That demonstrates what South Africa has to offer as far as food is concerned. So make your way here, enjoy the fantastic views. This place is built for sundowners and fantastic meals. It's the Sand Deck here at Sandton Sun, all part of Tsogo Sun.